So who are you?
I'm Jay. I'm the dev manager for the Virtual Earth team.
Now, is it called the Virtual Earth team now, or is it called the LocalLive.com team? I'm so confused by our new branding.
Virtual Earth is a technology, and Windows Live Local is one of the products that uses Virtual Earth technology.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, the demo that you're going to see is how Virtual Earth technology is evolving.
Okay.
And what are the things that are coming on in the roadmap, which makes Virtual Earth still more immersive and more useful, and
yeah,
and everything.
And there's other people here too. There's Steve Lombardi.
I'm just an onlooker.
he's been on the videos before, so we'll ignore him for the moment. And who are the rest of the people here? Because we'll start over with you. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Yael Ofik, and I'm coming from Microsoft Research. So I'm working.
So you're the smart guy.
Smart. I'm working on a way to use research technology into Virtual Earth.
Oh, cool. Thanks. And
My name is Brad Snow. I'm a dev on the Virtual Earth team.
Excellent.
And
that means you get to work until midnight keeping this
server. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so true. No, this day and night.
Yep. And we know Shandu.
Yes,
right?
I am Shandu, and I'm one of the dev leads on Virtual Earth team.
A famous blogger, and
yes,
you have the feedmap.com. Or feedmap.net.
Feedmap.net, that's right. Yeah.
So I'm Rick Welsh. I'm the designer in the Virtual Earth group and helped work on the designs for this project. So.
Okay, cool.
I'm Sean Rowe, and I'm a PM on the Virtual Earth team and working on Street Side.
That means you get all the credit, right? See, I'm figuring out how Microsoft works.
You're revealing the secrets of Microsoft to the world.
Yeah. I think I should buy the food.
Yeah. You stick the pizza under the desk, under his door.
Yeah. You should have seen his original spec. The feature wasn't called Street Side; it was Sean Side.
Well, it's rainy outside. That must be why you're all indoors here with us. Where should we start? Other than fun and games. So where's the airline pilot that flies the camera around that takes all those cool pictures?
Today's what we're showing is not the airline, but somebody driving on the road and taking pictures and all around and see what you can do with it.
Street-level pictures.
Street-level.
Yeah. So this,
I didn't even know about this. is that why you guys got a little model car?
that's how actually we drive around and take pictures on the streets.
Yeah, we send RC cars. We have a whole fleet of RC cars that we send out across the country.
Got it.
Cameras.
Yeah.
So what is this? Tell us about it.
Market research shows that most of the clients don't fly.
Yeah.
And firstly, and so they have to see we. Want to show them the information in a way that will be easiest to conceive by pedestrians, drivers, and so on.
And how many? Tell us.
Yeah. So
what
here's,
is
here's what you have. So you know Seattle, right?
Yeah.
So you've probably been in the public market.
Yeah.
Well, now instead of just seeing it from the top, it's actually just like being there. You can actually see the public market sign. You can spin around, and not only that, but you can actually drive right down the road.
Whoa!
And let's say, like, you know, like there's that arch thing, and like it follows the road. But let's say you want to get a side view, so you can like, you know, go here, and you can actually just pan right along the side of the road, move around. Well, I'll show you some stuff. You could also just drag the car around. what do you want to find? Like, we have a...
Rite Aid.
We can do a Rite Aid.
And you just typed Rite Aid in there.
Yeah, and then let's see. There's one. Let's see what that one
is. So how many cities do you guys have so far in this new...
We have San Francisco and Seattle.
Okay. The common question is, when are you going to do Geneva, Switzerland, or...
We are all lining up on the streets.
When we get enough Ferraris, we cover the streets, we're going.
Excellent.
Yeah, so the first thing I want you to observe on the top is...
There it is, right there. Right there, Rite Aid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is something called the Windows Live Local, and if you see Virtual Earth Technology Preview.
Yeah.
So that's why this is going to be a technology preview. What is coming in the Windows Live Local product in coming months, The reason why we're calling a technology preview is we want to get feedback from the users.
Yeah.
You know, you if you see, we have an about link there, and we have a feedback link. And the users can submit feedback to us. Hey, what did I like about this? What did I not like about this? And what are the other cool things that you can do? So that was the main thing. So if you look at what we are saying is walk, drive, and race virtual at street side and give us the feedback. Is this the kind of the experience you want? And if you see, this is also something similar to, and actually if you see, this project is going to be a featured project on the Windows Live Labs. So yeah. The labs dot.
Now, how does this technology work? Is that Ajax? Is that Flash? How did you guys code that?
It's all Ajax. It's so all Ajax.
The images are all loading in.
So, basically what happens is, like, I have little, like, asynchronously pull, like, little database information for each section of the map. And then I go through it and say, oh, are there any pictures here? And then it's like, the car's like, yeah, I'm there, a picture, so let's show that one. And then it's like, what's the angle of the picture? Oh, well, let's figure that out and make sure we get the view right. So then it does that, pulls a picture, puts it on the screen, and it also like caches some stuff, so it ends up being, you know, quick after you've been to certain places.
Right. Yeah. When you guys drive down the street, how do you capture these images? What does the jig look like?
Okay. Well, first, there's a major difference between the street side and previous approaches, which were aerial form.
You started with satellite views, right?
Right.
Which are done from space.
That's right.
Then you had the 45 degree, what did you call it? Eagle eye or bird's eye view.
Yes.
Now we're street side.
And now you're street side.
So what happens is you can cover an entire city in one satellite imagery. And you can cover a city with hundreds or thousands of aerial imagery. But if we want to go to street side, the problem with the visibility makes the problem much more complicated. So for a city like Seattle, which is not a big city, we're talking about something like 10 million images that had to be captured.
Wow.
And
so you had a big hard drive in this car.
Very, very big. So basically we have a fleet of cars that goes out and have multiple cameras on them and captures each point from all directions. So you can see here, for example, this is part of San Francisco. And every red dot is a dot which was our car went through and captured. So we're talking about a huge amount of data.
My camera doesn't pick that up very well, but these are little tiny red dots along here.
Well, you can see that all the streets are basically have red lines in them, which gives you the fact that we have a lot of images, which now had to be processed, sorted, oriented in the right direction, and then you have to browse through them.
Right.
So
in the car, though, somebody on the team, or did you hire a vendor to do this?
Collect the data?
But basically, we hired a company that does this for us, and they go out and collect, and they're collecting cities right now.
So they're driving around a car. Do you have any idea or pictures of the rig that they used?
We have any around here.
We can send you.
So they had, three cameras going straight forward as they drove?
You can drive
they have all around cameras.
All around
actually
cameras.
Have 10 right now.
10 in one car.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so as it's driving down,
it's a big van, actually. So the van's loaded with a bunch of computer rigs. It's got all the camera equipment. It's all fired. It's all tracked, you know, geocoded and located. So we know where all the images are and where all the directions the cameras are pointed. So,
and you just have some guy drive down the street and it automatically captures these images.
Yep.
And then you get, what do you get? You get you get 10 million JPEG files.
That's right. A whole bunch of them. Okay, so I'll show you. By the way, sometimes it does generate funny incidents. For example, one time a car went near a government facility and he was arrested because he has a car full of cameras going around.
Interesting.
Yes.
How much was the bail for that? Risks of taking.
Yes, but I guess for the Riviera, we won't use a contractor. We'll do that ourselves or something. Anyway. Anyway, so you got this amount of imagery that has to be processed and put on exactly where the camera was, so people can then, when they click on an image, they can see where they are. There's another way that we are looking on other revolutionary ways to ship the images to people around.
Okay.
For example, let me see if I have it. This is Bike's Place. Let's go for Chinatown, for example. So this is just a sample of the images that you can see, a line along the street. So then with a wide glance, you see around what what's happening in
now,
the neighborhood.
Now, is that a view that I'm going to be able to get?
Yes, yeah. You will.
Yeah.
For example, you can ask someone, I'm the store next to the graffiti wall. So this is the graffiti wall, for example. And and we can just look for the next store around it, or maybe near the big American flag here. If we go, we'll drag here. So here there's a big American flag, and you can look around. So what's that?
Multiple views.
Yes. So this way, because it's a huge problem of. Detecting and finding out the information that you want, it's a lot of information.
Yeah.
And this is one purpose that we have in this technology demo, is to get feedback from people, see how they can react to that.
Why don't somebody walk through all the buttons on the top?
Yeah, so the unique thing here, Robert, is you can see the actual street side imagery is baked into the map.
Okay.
So basically, you have seen the road views, roadmap views in Virtual Earth,
yep.
Right? And then we have this hybrid from the satellite. But now, what we are trying to do here is we are trying to get the context right onto the street maps.
Okay.
So we are basically adding these street side context to the roadmap that you are so used to using in Virtual Earth. So it basically gives more information as you are driving by from point to point. You can see landmarks on the street side and remember where to take a right turn and where to take a left turn or where is the pizza shop that you're looking for.
Right.
So that clearly gives an advantage to the users to realize how powerful this is going to be for them to get the context directly out of the map. So and people obviously can switch back and forth with the road and street, and they can go to hybrid. That's what we already show
in
Virtual
Earth. Can you get a hybrid view with the street side view on top of the hybrid?
No, not at
okay.
this point.
We tried that, but it's really
exactly.
confusing.
It's
one image
difficult.
On top of the other. It's
yeah.
You look a bit like a mess.
Okay.
But it's,
I like a mess.
Not quite a mess, but looks like a mess.
Right. And also, I mean, so Brad did such a fantastic job. This is like a game that you can just use the keyboard to navigate around the streets of Seattle. And it also, you notice that it snaps to the road and it as it continues along, and you keep seeing that. Headlights or the spotlights come in and go as soon as it hits a photo along the street side.
Got it.
You
and
can
if
see
there's
that.
No photo there. I get a blank.
Exactly.
Yes,
so
right.
Now you are off this. You are off the road. Now
yeah,
it's gone,
it
and then you get the laser pattern that you're talking. So it's so.
Wow.
And
this is all. This is not done with any Flash or
no. This
no.
is all
this
Ajax
JavaScript
on the
wow.
client side.
You're
so
tell it for you know, so,
and,
as well.
Exactly. And you can do fun things like you can never spin a car like this on the street, but you can on virtual street side.
You've never seen my driving.
I'm glad I'm not riding with you. Yeah.
We also have two other views here. We have a sports car, which is like a blue car here, and we can. Drive
okay.
that one around.
Should just side swipe.
We also
so
have
the shift and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I sure. So, like,
it's
one of the great things about the car is that people are already used to seeing roads while they're driving.
Yeah.
So it provides them immediately with the context that they're familiar with, which allows them to, you know, there's nothing new we need to really teach them since they're already used to seeing cars, seeing street side imagery out inside their car windows. It's just, you know, real life.
Yeah.
So the model also here, Robert, this is the main windshield that you're looking through. And this is your right side window,
right.
And this is your left side window. So these imagery is really the right side images
right.
and the left side images, and this is a straight road down.
And as
yeah.
you rotate, you can see that you can change. So this is the side
so
view.
So this view comes into the full depth.
And you
full,
get like
yeah.
the front and the back and the sides. And then this one, you have the back, but it's
right.
now the front.
Right.
And same there.
And if you are a city guy that is not used to driving any car, and if you prefer to walk, you can do that as well. So this is, in this case, this is you walking down the street. So now you stopped at a point and looking around, just gazing at all the streets, and now you can also go forward on the street and then walk around. So this is your view as you move forward,
that's
and this is your right side, and this is your left side.
Wow.
So we basically what we are trying to do is we are trying to provide more immersive ways to for people to explore areas for local information.
Now, are you guys going to go to national parks like Yosemite or Grand Teton National Park and drive this van?
Eventually, yes.
Yeah.
After major cities. Can I join your team and drive this van?
Not with your driving skills.
Well, you know, I'll do the 360 view.
All exactly. Right from the camera.
One camera.
Yeah. Exactly.
Believe it or not, the drivers get kind of bored of this. I think it took them something like 3 weeks or more to capture just Seattle.
Okay.
So yeah.
And you only have one van, so you have a limit on how many cities per month you can do, basically.
Yeah. So we're capturing basically like city cores or major, pretty good rural or surrounding areas of a downtown core for some of the major cities that we're doing. Basically, a lot of the stuff like we've got with Bird's Eye and stuff like that, because we're trying to keep everything matched together. So it's quite an effort.
You guys should get together with like FedEx and put cameras on there.
That's come up a few times.
Sponsored by FedEx.
Garbage trucks have come up a few times.
Yeah, garbage trucks visit every street.
They go everywhere.
Exactly. They go everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A new profit center for the garbage company.
I just think the whole street side thing, it really changes like the way you can view the map. First, it's not like you're just looking now at a map on a piece of paper. It actually can feel like you're really there and you can have the context.
It feels a lot like a video game.
Yeah, and it's like you're actually driving along the street. You're seeing it. It's almost just like a movie, and you can feel that immersive experience, which you can't just get from static images.
And if you're lost, you can say start over, and it will start from the point where we start.
New game.
Another game. Another difference that it allows also to basically this is a printable map in which you can print and then look at the small images rather than you sitting on your computer and asking what is visible at that point. So you maybe in the future will be able to see people just rotating those maps looking for I'm here on this street.
Interesting.
Yeah. So eventually it'll fit with like driving directions.
I want to point
like
out the great work, the design work that Rick did. If you can see, this is a race car. You see a exhibition here. There is a Microsoft Xbox 360 controller. This is one of the jazzy cars. Yeah. So you'll be driving. So that's why we say.
Now, do you get achievements on Xbox Live? That's what we want. Visit 100 maps and you visit 100 city streets and you get an achievement.
Yeah. I'll link it to a link on Xbox Live.
Now, you're never going to visit my street, right? Is there any way I can give you my photos of my little street corner and to put in the system?
I would say at some point right now we don't have a full-blown community story. That's developing as we start working on all this stuff. But at some point in time, I think it could be a possibility.
Yeah. Interesting.
Do you want to talk about when this is going to be or where it is, where people can access it?
Yeah.
Let's give the URL.
Thanks for
sharing. URL.
I'm like speechless. Yeah.
So
this is cool.
So Windows Live Technology Preview is going to be available sometime next week. So
they're seeing it now.
So when is next week? Next week is
Next week is the 27th. 27th
of February.
27th or 28th. This is going to be live on.
It's
going to
preview.local.live.com.
Okay. Preview.local.live.com.
I know where you're getting
it. Say that 10 times.
I know you have.
The marketing team has already visited you, haven't they? We can't come up with short URLs. No.
It's labs.live.com. You can get to it from there.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you start there, labs.live.com, a little bit shorter,
okay.
You'll get to the right place.
Very cool.
Yeah. Or start with Robert Scoble's blog entry, and
we'll
find you a link.
We'll just go to Google and put it in, right?
No. Okay.
So,
hey, I have to mess with that marketing team that gave you your bad URLs.
And also the link to this will be available on the welcome pane of the Windows Live Virtual Earth, Windows Live Local.
Yeah.
On the from the welcome pane also you can come in. And if you go into the about, there are some explanation about, so this is our main theme, walk, drive, race, virtual at street side.
Yeah.
So and it has got some questions like why my city is not there, how to do searching, how to do change the themes, how to use the car. If you don't like a race car, go for a sports car. and if you're lost, what you do, and if you have suggestions, how do you, you know, where you need to send it to. And here we want to show that this could be a lot fun if you're playing with a keyboard, so that's why we emphasized it on the top. That play it with the keyboard, and also you can drag and you know, you can move the mouse, and you should check it out. The car is the Virtual Ed's car, so it is branded. It's a V car. It's the cool V car. And maybe you might want to tell what exactly the dashboard looks like. You want to explain that? What is the? So this is a real race car. So if you see on the right and left, what you see. So you don't
buy that. Did you guys go to get to go to the NASCAR races?
Take a picture of the dashboard.
Hey, I already got one of those. We went in a Formula One, or not a Formula One, IndyCar race. Yeah.
Oh, well,
and got yeah. Video. Yeah.
Actually, it's these are 3D Studio Max models. Yeah. So we basically purchased one and got another contractor to start a couple of them, then I modified them quite a bit to make them fit. This is really distorted compared to what a real car would look like, right? So we had to get the windows to fit exact size of the imagery coming in. So I spent a bunch of time, you know, kind of remodeling them, and we made one look like a sports car just kind of for fun. So
can you get rid of the UI? Can you go to just a plain Jane, you know?
Yeah, the walk mode.
Right, the walk mode.
Yeah, so if you go into the walk mode, then the car dashboard would disappear, and you would go just into the mode where, you know, if you are here, you can just keep walking, and you can turn all around.
Or you can run really fast if you want.
Right.
Yeah, you can run too.
That's really neat stuff. How are you guys going to make money with this? You gonna put advertising on the pictures or what?
We're
marketing folks.
we're doing this for our customers. You know, we want to give them this awesome new experience. So we haven't really begun to think about monetization at this point. Right now, we've just been focused on giving the best experience we can for our customers.
Okay, and is there an API so that I can build my own .NET app using these images or anything like that?
You mean
that?
A mix app. Yeah. So yeah, that is possible, but this is not ready for mashups yet.
Okay.
But eventually, when this lands into VE, the virtual.local.live.com, and yes, that will be open, wide open for mashups.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But it does sound like Shantu just threw the gauntlet down for every viewer that's out there to know. Go and start hacking at it.
People can hack it. I mean, it's
Ajax, so you should be able to look at your code and figure out how it works.
It's an open system.
Oh. Yep, right.
Yeah. Go at it. Yep.
All right. Cool. Anything else I should know about this?
Feedback. We really, really want.
So where people should.
So there's a feedback link right on the front. Highly prominent on the right hand side. We want good feedback. Like, you know, do they like the car? Do they hate the car?
Why?
You know, how can we make the experience better? We're missing data in places. You know, we didn't have a picture of that Rite Aid or that McDonald's.
Right.
And you know, we'll get there. But the core experience is what we really want the feedback on. How do we make it better?
We're also curious how do people use it. You know, what would they find usages of this for? You know, it's like, are they just going to search for, you know, the Starbucks, or are they actually going to do
their house?
You know, their house or their dentist office or something like that? Or, you know, are they using it to recognize a street corner, like when they want to drive there or they're going to walk there or something? So we're really curious about usage scenarios, because once we incorporate it into VE, how are people going to use it to, you know, if they've done an ortho and then they go to Bird's Eye and then they go to street side, you know, are they walking through that scenario, or are they just staying in street side and walking up and down the streets and trying to study it that way?
Yeah.
So that kind of feedback is really important too, so that we understand what to do when we incorporate it into VE,
because
that would be a big deal for us.
Yeah, at some point we could use the street side imagery in driving directions. Hey, you have to take left when there you see a Rite Aid or you see a Starbucks on your right hand side. So we could use that too. So we are thinking along most useful scenarios in which we can give the best value to the customer.
Right.
So
now the problem is this data is probably pretty up to date, right? It's probably a couple months old. Or
I'm not sure how old Seattle. It's not much more.
It's from late 2005.
Late
2005. So it's quite up to date.
But will it be updated regularly? Because that's a problem, right?
We're trying to get the coverage.
Stores
like
change.
Like with any data, exactly.
A new building gets built.
Right. Exactly. Well, I guess it will be updated. Also by us, but at some point also by the people.
Right? Ooh, yeah, I mean, that's a hint.
I hope so.
That's what you're asking. If
that you
can update your street. Yeah, so ideally that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll try to do.
Okay.
So for a while, we need to capture more cities first, right? We're trying to get more country coverage and then obviously at some point hopefully go to other parts of Europe and stuff like that and get more coverage.
Yeah.
Once we get more coverage, we'll come back
and
refresh.
Hey, and India and Africa.
Yeah.
And, you know, because that's virtual Earth. Where's the where's the Earth part of this virtual?
The virtual part.
You got the virtual part. You know? I'm going to go talk to Bill and say, hey, buy us a few more of these vans. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I really want to know is, you know, how much people like actually if they, you know, actually enjoy using it or not, and if it's like, because one of the things I found while I was, you know, working on it and writing stuff is like, as soon as I got the car keys in, I just find myself just playing around with it instead of adding new features. It's like, wow, this is so cool! I can drive down this road.
It does start feeling like a video game. I mean, you start getting addicted to it, and you start playing it and just exploring and stuff. I mean, we're seeing a lot of that in Bird's Eye, right? I mean, a lot of people are just walking around and, you know, not walking around, but, you know, looking at Bird's Eye, and just all of a sudden 10, 15, 20 minutes have gone by. And I think we'll find the same thing here, but we're really curious, you know, for feedback of how people are using it and how addicting
That's interesting. Are you guys tracking where I'm looking and how long I'm staying there?
We're not right now.
But we have plans to track some of those things of the user, so we're going to get it out the door the Monday. Today is in a couple of days, which is on 27, and then we will focus on, actually me and Sean were talking yesterday about, you know, what can we do to track some of the users, where they are spending the most time. Are they spending in the city? Are they spending, you know, seeing more of the side views? Are they seeing more of the front views? So we want to get some feedback from the data too. Okay, what we should focus on? Do we need to, you know, make the view pane bigger? You know, those are the kind of things that we'll be looking at.
Yeah. And to add to that, I mean, obviously, we, when we say we're tracking users, not their personal identity or anything.
Right.
It's basically a user session. We don't know who it is, but what are they looking at? Basically, that's what we track. So,
so we can make
I think that would be really useful, right?
Yeah.
Because
right.
now you can see which roads are most used virtually.
So what exactly? What business area people are interested in? How do they use
other, other things which are interesting is a change of behavior because I'm using it. For example, I can look at the map and decide that one street would be nicer to stroll than the other. Or I have a driving direction and I follow that driving direction and I discovered in the middle there's something interesting that I might want to see. And besides
this, do you guys drive down freeways, by the way?
Yes,
we
do.
There is
Wi-Fi.
You should show them
Wi-Fi. Yeah. Yes.
The tunnels.
Tunnels. Show me the tunnels.
The actual tunnels.
Another thing is, this is a huge amount of data, a huge amount of image. We never saw all the images. So we're very welcoming someone tells us, hey, there's an interesting thing here or there. Because we're discovering we never walked on foot on the entire city, and suddenly we're discovering things that we didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So,
that includes objectionable too. I mean, if somebody wants us to remove something, I mean,
definitely
let us
know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, there's a naked woman in that backyard. You know?
Well, that
now you'll have everybody looking at every image. Do you have a prize for that?
People don't want that to be removed, though.
No.
You know, yesterday night I was showing this to my wife and she wanted to go for a brunch place on Saturday, and she knows that it is around Pike Place Market, so she went around, she drove the car and said, oh yeah, I found it. You know, how
one thing you'll notice, like when you're on the highway, is that the image capture, because the van actually has to go faster on the highway, so they're sampling you see it blinking like that, that's because their sampling was not as quick, but you can see here we actually do have a tunnel.
That's so cool. Now, does it, let's say I find something visually, does it tell me the address of where I am? Can I get that?
Not
address?
Yet.
That's what you get from the map context, right?
Okay,
so you see an intersection.
Exactly.
You see an intersection.
Yeah.
So it's an East Thomas Road and I-5. So that basically tells you, okay, this is where it is. Yeah.
But there's no way to say where is this at, or what is the closest address to this point or something.
No, not
that is a good
point,
that is a good scenario. See, you're telling. So if somebody like that would tell me, hey, when I'm driving, I want to know what is the closest address, and the feedback you send it to us, this is the kind of information we are looking for.
And does it tell you where the closest sushi restaurant is?
Or the closest
Starbucks?
Can
I say, okay, I'm here, where's the closest Starbucks?
Right. Sure.
Okay, search for sushi or Starbucks or something.
Starbucks.
Okay, there you go.
Oh.
It's like there, Palm Street. And we should be able to go over here.
And this should be the Starbucks.
Oh, there's supercuts.
Hidden inside a building.
So you can search around for things.
Yeah.
What else do I want to know? This is really cool. This is a lot of fun to play.
Oh, wait, yeah, I think that's it right there, actually. I think it's just hard to read. That looks like it.
Is there any zoom? There's no zoom feature or anything.
No,
like not it's not like CSI where you can zoom in.
As soon as you see the molecules of the coffee.
Yeah. Is there any way to get a schedule of when the van is going to be driving in my city?
Ooh, so you can say
that's a nice
one.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm here.
The answer to that is definitely not.
Definitely not.
Why, you don't want to?
Why, are you expecting roadblocks?
So look at that right now.
He's expecting some of that objectionable material.
Exactly, yeah.
Are there pictures of you guys standing out in front of the van?
Maybe.
Someone?
All
right. You will
Easter
have
egg.
To look at Ontario City to find it out.
Here's another search.
Look,
so let's say you're hungry and you want to have a sub and you want to find a Subway. So you can zoom in over here and you can see you have Subway right there.
Oh, wow.
So, and then you can, you know, try to see if there's any parking available.
Now, that would be cool if it was a live image. Actually, there's a guy who's working on maps and he hooks up web services to some of the parking. So some of the parking lots tell you that there's 200 parking spaces still left.
Nice.
So you can go there and say, oh, there's plenty of parking.
Sort of like the underground ones where, you know, this level is full or whatever,
yeah.
At the airport or something. That'd be pretty cool.
So in general, Robert, it's important to note that this is built on the Virtual Earth platform. So you're used to using Virtual Earth or Windows Live Local to find coffee shops and subways. And so even though this is in our lab section, those features are baked right in. And when this goes live in the main site, of course, everything you can do at Windows Live Local, you can do here. You can right-click and create push pins, et cetera, all the stuff that you can do in our regular site. This will be merged right in. So this is truly a technology preview, but it is built on our live platform.
Now, when will this technology be moved into the real or the full-blown local.live.com?
So very, very soon, what we're looking at is we have a couple of usage paradigms that we're looking at. Once we look at those and also when we collect the feedback, very soon, probably in a few months, it's going to be available on the Windows Live Local.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there any way for me to vote on a city that or a place that I want you to take
feedback.
The van to?
You always have
feedback.
Let us know where you're looking.
Yeah, but
we'll
you don't
read
want
all the feedback.
You want to read all 100,000 people
we'll
going,
read,
hey,
if,
you better bring that van to my city.
100,000 people send us feedback, we'll read
that's
it
his
all.
Job.
There's one thing I really want to show you, which I can show you over here. For instance, we have a tunnel here, and that is that, you know, if you have a good connection, you can get this stuff going really fast. I mean, if you look right that there, that's almost, you know, that's faster than real time. It's just
faster than real time.
Well, it is, because they're actually driving faster than the cars are really going. Or if you turn around.
Now, what kind of T1 connection? What kind of connection do you have?
Well, actually, it doesn't matter. What happens is it'll pull. It depends how, like, the connection will affect how long it takes you to get to this point. But everyone can get to this point because once the images come in, we save them. So we cache them. Yeah, that's what I mean. We cache them. And so then you can actually get, you know, this type of driving experience. So even if, you know, you're on a not a very fast connection, once the images come in, they'll be there.
Now, do you expect people to play games? Like, whoever finds the most yellow bugs in the...
I'm wondering what kind of Easter eggs and stuff people are going to find. There's a couple in here, but it'll be interesting to see.
All right, what's your favorite one, then?
I'll tell you.
My favorite thing is definitely the keyboard control.
That's a developer for you.
Well, if we didn't say, hey, make sure it's up there, it would be an Easter egg. No one would know.
You could do a game of showing one image and asking where is it in the city.
Yeah.
Go and find it.
Okay.
A lot of hide and seek kind of thing.
Oh, that's an interesting.
Yes.
That's a good live.com component.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
We'd make a little gadget for
the live.
Guess where this is.
Exactly.
Today's spot to go.
Right? And find it.
Find
if
it.
You can find it.
Find
it.
And then put it permanently. Yeah.
Actually, there's a pretty cool marquee by Pikes Market that people might find interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, really?
Pike Mart is in Seattle. Yeah.
Oh, there's an adult theater over there, isn't there?
Really?
Wow.
I know that.
Girls, girls, girls. I can just see it right now. Yeah? Finally, girls, girls, girls. That is sorry.
And there are, yeah, there are a couple of things that you'll find in San Francisco, too.
There's probably more than a couple.
I'm trying to be very pessimistic here, but yeah, you'll find a lot more.
Excellent. What else do I want to know? Do
you so it's, yeah, it's it will be available at preview.local.live.com.
See, what happens is sometimes that they actually they drive right into the trolley.
Oh, cool.
You can see that. But anyways, this is San Francisco, so we have another.
The streets of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yep.
Anything else, guys?
So on the closure, I want to say that Technology Preview is a site which is similar to Labs. It has got a link from the labs.live.com. And stay tuned for a lot more interesting projects. What you're seeing is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
We have a lot more coming. Stay tuned and give us the feedback.
Yeah. Are you going to do underground views next? The subway view.
Well, we do have
interiors could be interesting.
So. Interior? Oh, yeah. Famous houses of Seattle, right? Yeah.
I think, Seattle, actually, if we go to, what is it, Battery?
That's an interesting point. Seattle and San Francisco both have traffic cameras, right? Can you guys put traffic cams on top of this so that as I'm driving by, I can actually see the live traffic cam? Is that something that's possible?
It's possible.
Interesting idea.
Yeah. Feedback?
So these are the things that we want to know from people. Hey, what else do you expect? Or what more do you expect?
I want to buy the billboard in downtown San Francisco as you drive by.
Exactly.
Put my name up there for a day, you know, and help all my friends. Hey, drive down 101, you'll see my name.
That's the reason the schedule's secret.
Just because of guys like you.
Yeah. Well, did you see the Target store with the Target logo on the roof?
I'm the one who found it.
Yeah. New kind of advertising, how to get on a local live.com.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was showing it to one of the team, other Microsoft team. So they are planning a morale event, and they want to do a scavenger hunt based on our collecting the pictures and, you know.
Kind of like screenshots from games.
Kind of like screenshots from the game.
So I was able to use our street map view, which since the images are on there, I can actually go and see what types of images are available in the street. So I was able to find you a tunnel pretty quickly. Right here, in
Seattle.
Something
we discovered tunnels we didn't know.
See, there's a tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is this in Seattle?
I think it's near near Aurora Ave.
Battery Street tunnel.
Yeah.
Cool.
Does in Fremont.
Yeah, we can also look at the hybrid view. See, Aurora Ave in North Aurora. It's around here. Yeah. Right there. So you can actually be like outside, and then be like going into the tunnels.
Now, do each of these images have GPS information that I can see?
Yeah. Yes. Well, not that you can see, but that we use.
Yeah. Okay.
In order to.
So
place
I can't right click on an image and view the
lat longs.
Yeah. Not at this point.
The metadata we have it, but it's not exposed in the app yet.
Okay. Because that would be fun. Because then you could do geocoding.
Exactly. People can geotagging of the actual photos, and you can actually enhance the photo with your own photo. That would be an awesome thing, but it's not exposed in the app.
Okay. Cool. This is really cool stuff. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
Robert.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Stopping by.
Cheers. Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks,
Robert.